Hello, today is March 7th, 2024, and today we have the Two of Swords reversed and the King of Swords. Interesting that these two should fall out of the deck together. Both are of the suit of air, Libra, Gemini, and Aquarius, although all the kings of the tarot carry the solid, grounding, practical, and downright 3D element of Earth, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. The swords are the thinking and speaking suit and will settle for nothing less than the truth and the whole truth. Whenever we see the no-nonsense King of Swords, there is something or someone we should be taking seriously. The King of Swords looks cold and stern, the very picture of authority. He may wear a uniform. His or her job is an important one. The King's stone throne is carved with butterflies, a symbol of transformation, and can be interpreted as a symbol of death. In his line of work, which can be a lawyer, surgeon, officer of the military, or analyst, he could very well have that much power. We think of a judge who imposes a life sentence. In the upright, however, this is a person of integrity. The Two of Swords in the upright is a card of stalemate or sitting on the fence, a decision we don't want to make, a truth we may not want to face. This is an uncomfortable state. A human sitting on a cold, hard stone block wearing a blindfold holds two long swords crossed at the chest over the heart. As uncomfortable as this position is, up until now anyway, he or she would rather stay in the dark or turn a blind eye than face the King of Swords or whatever situation he is here today to represent, a lawsuit, a painful truth, something or someone, or even ourselves for who they or we really are. A decision has to be made, but it is often said that not making a decision is in itself a decision. That BS won't fly at all with the King of Swords. In the reverse, that blindfold may fall off on its own or be ripped off like a big Band-Aid. Ouch. Ignorance of the law is also no excuse. This is like saying you didn't know you had to pay taxes, but the King of Swords isn't buying that either. He knows exactly how much you made, how much you owe, and is not playing. It may very well be a CPA who tells you you have nothing to worry about after all, or a specialist who tells you surgery isn't necessary. Better to know than not face it at all, whatever it is. On a positive note, and why not, this can also be facing and living up to your own King of Swords potential. He's a brilliant writer or professor. He can be a very valuable consultant or career counselor and can be trusted to guide you in the right direction should you be in that which way do I go state of the Two of Swords, at a crossroads or undecided. This is an honest, informed opinion. We know we're in denial about something, we just haven't wanted to face it. The facts can either dispel or confirm our fears, but we can't sit on the fence forever,